stay locked in and fully loaded.
Ashanti Radio
and Verkay Radio.
They said we couldn't do it,
but we global now, worldwide. Boom, in your face. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
This is Productivity 360. I'm your man, Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. Thank you for joining us today on Bashani and worldwide. Thank you to all who have joined us via social media on iHeart, iTunes, and all mobile streaming devices. You know what? Those of you who are sharing online and leaving reviews, I just want to say thank you. If you have specific questions, comments, or thoughts that you would like answered, feel free to email us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. Well, today we're going to be discussing a topic that I love, and that's seeing from a productive lens. Well, let's start here. Life is an opportunity. And when we look at life from the opportunity standpoint, we understand that it is going to happen to us all. But how do we live that life? Are we living or are we merely existing? You know, when I think about life as an opportunity, I think about everyone who is connected to my life. You know, I think about my father, you know, coming to America and actually allowing the opportunity for me to live the life that I'm living today. I understand that life truly does have unlimited potential, and that potential is like a seed that is planted into the ground. So when you see life as an opportunity, you take those opportunities and you make something happen with them. Too often, what I find, people who are not looking or seeing from a productive lens, instead of seeing something that is possible, they see a roadblock, they see a barrier, or they see a boundary. Or what they do is they look at what they don't have instead of looking at what they do have. So life is an opportunity. The question is, how will you respond to that opportunity? One of the things I'd like to tell you is, because life is an opportunity, you have to be prepared and in position to take the opportunity when it comes. Life is something that most people do not appreciate, but yet they want the benefit from. Let me give you an example. You have the opportunity to be healthy, but you may choose to do unhealthy things. You have the opportunity to get education, but you may choose not to. You have the opportunity to learn new skills, but you may choose to do something else. So when I say life is an opportunity, you have to take it and develop that opportunity. I'm speaking in multiple facets. So for some people, life is an opportunity and they use their athletic ability to maximize that opportunity. For others, life is an opportunity where it came from a scholastic standpoint or an educational standpoint, and they maximized that. For some people, they literally seize the opportunity of utilizing their hands. So whether you're utilizing your hands, your head, your heart, or your mouth, you still have the opportunity to maximize your opportunity. So the question today is, are you living your life to the fullest and maximizing your opportunity? The second thing that I'd like to tell you when you're seeing things from a productive lens is you understand that life also tells a story. Life also tells a story, but how and the way that you tell that story is what's most important. So how are you telling your life story? When you sit back and think about your story, what are you telling society today? Are you going to make excuses? Are you going to talk about every obstacle that you've ever had? Or is the story going to paint a picture of how you were productive, of how you maximized your potential, of how you utilized what you had and made more out of nothing? The question is, what will your story depict? What will your story depict? Let me say this to you. Potential is time sensitive. Everything has a time limit. But the question again here is, how do you maximize your time? How do you maximize your time? When you're seeing things from a productive lens, you recognize that everything has a time limit or there's an expiration date on specific things. So you don't wait. You don't wait. You execute. I'll say that again. When you recognize that everything has a time limit or an expiration date, you don't wait. You simply execute. Potential, my friends, is time sensitive. It's like a seed that goes into the ground, that is watered, that is germinated, and in time, it actually produces after its own kind. So my question is, what type of seed are you? When you're seeing from a productive lens, you begin to ask these types of questions. What type of seed am I? And when is harvest time? What type of seed am I? And when is harvest time? The next thing that I want to bring to your attention when you're seeing things from a productive lens is that everyone has a wake-up call. Everyone has a wake-up call in their life. Productivity always looks for and heeds the wake-up call. And in your life, you've had multiple wake-up calls. Maybe you were going down one path, and that wake-up call actually caused you to do a 360, a 180, maybe a 90-degree turn, and start moving in another direction. What are the wake-up calls in your life, and how have they shaped your life? And in doing what you needed to do once the wake-up call presented itself, have you been able to actually journal the actions from the wake-up call? Because many people say that they want to be successful in life, but what they don't say is what it took to be successful. What they don't show is the ups and downs before the success came. So my question for you today is, as you look through this productive lens, what do you see? What do you see? Because a wake-up call is going to show you where you are and where you should be. Where you are and where you should be, or where you could be. So again, productivity always looks for and heeds the wake-up call. Let me say this to you. Life is truly going to happen to everyone. Everyone's going to have transitions in life. They're going to have sickness. They'll have death. They'll have all kinds of things that happen in their life. But the key here is to remember that all relationships are important. All relationships are important. People who see from a productive lens truly understands how important relationships are. You don't wait for someone to die to give them roses or to give them accolades or to show them love. You have to maximize your relationships as if they were the most important entity on the planet. Your relationships can change the trajectory of your life. When you're seeing things from a productive lens, you will recognize that relationships are important. Here's the next thing that I want to talk with you guys about, is everyone has the opportunity to maximize their life, but not everyone will. So when you look at this, this merely means that it's about seizing the moment. Seizing the moment that you're in. You have those who will talk about it, then you have those who will make it happen. And those who are talking about it will watch those who make it happen and will eventually work for those who make it happen. So the question of this specific talk is seeing things from a productive lens. Are you seeing things from a productive lens? Is this making sense to you? I hope that you all are picking up what I'm putting down. You decide, are you a person that makes change? Are you a person that makes change by maximizing your life? Or are you one of those people who allow life to happen to them? So three main points that I want to give you today is to learn to guard your time. Learn to guard your time. You know, I will never forget when I had the opportunity to see the Mona Lisa. It was super important to me because I saw just how important the Mona Lisa was to people and also to the world. So much so that they guarded it as if it was Fort Knox. That reminded me of something, and I wanted to share that with you today, how important it is for you to guard your time. Because super productive people and people who see things from a productive lens recognize that guarding your time is one of your most important things in life. If you allow people to zap your time, that means you're also giving away your productivity. When you allow people to zap your time, that means you're giving away your productivity. So learn how to guard your time with all your might. Guard it as if you literally were sitting in Fort Knox and you wouldn't want people who don't belong there to be there. Guard it as if it was the Mona Lisa, a precious painting that people recognize all around the world. Guard it with everything you have, because time is the one thing that you cannot get back. Time is the one thing that you cannot get back. And for that purpose, you should guard your time. Okay, third thing, define the problem. Define the problem and then create a solution. Productive people recognize that having a problem is not a bad thing, because it gets you to think, it gets you to take time to strategize, but most importantly, it gives you the opportunity to create a solution. People who are productive love to produce, so therefore they love to define a problem and create the solution. When you look at life from the standpoint of you being a solutionist, then you're no longer agitated, frustrated, or upset when a problem arises. A problem is simply there to help you to figure out the answer. And when you look at that, it's similar to actually creating a puzzle. Everything that you need to actually not only define and create the solution is already available to you. So truly, defining the problem and creating the solution is child's play for the productive person. It allows them to reminisce, it allows them to be creative and innovative, and eventually for them to be productive. So how are you defining the problems in your life? The next point that I want to make is make change, not excuses. Productive people choose to produce. I'm going to say that again. Productive people choose to produce. So they make change. They don't make excuses. Productive people choose to produce. They make change, not excuses. There are too many people in life who literally make excuses instead of making change. And simply, all you have to do is create a solution to a problem that will cause change. So making change, not excuses, is exactly what productive people do. If you're going to see life through a productive lens, then here are the things that you need to do. Produce from a place of passion. Maximize your opportunities and your potential, and execute the solution that you come up with. All right, let's do a quick recap. So I want to talk to you guys about life as an opportunity. We talked about life being a story that needs to be told, but the question is, how do you tell it? Then we discussed everything has a time limit or an expiration because your potential is time sensitive. Your potential is time sensitive. Everyone has and needs a wake-up call in life. The question is, have you taken heed and have you looked for the wake-up calls in your life? Life is truly going to happen to us all, but how you respond to life is what makes a difference. Life is going to happen to everyone. That's transitions, that's job changes, that's sickness, that's disease, that's death, that's relational issues. It is going to happen to us all. But what we must recognize is that all relationships are important. All relationships are important. And how you maximize those relationships matter most. Now, this is the one that I really, really enjoy. Is that everyone can maximize their life, but not everyone will. Everyone can maximize their life, but not everyone will. The three major things that you want to look at when you're seeing life from a productive lens is one, guarding your time, just as they guard Fort Knox or the Mona Lisa. Two, defining the problem and creating a solution. Become a solutionist. And then three, make change, not excuses. Why? Because productive people choose to produce and not make excuses. Three major questions that I want you to ask yourself today as you go through this right here on Productivity 360, seeing life through a productive lens. Number one, how will you see your life? Number one, how will you see your life? Number one, how will you see your life? Number two, how will you guard your time? And what are three things that you are going to start doing today? And what are three things that you're going to stop doing today that do not produce evidence and results? Number two, how will you guard your time? And what are three things that you are going to start doing today and stop doing today that do not produce evidence and results? And then lastly, I want to talk to you about the thing that matters most. Decide today, how will you make effective change? Decide today how you will make effective change. So when we talk about seeing life from a productive lens, you got to make sure that you see life as an opportunity, that you tell your story and that you tell it well, that you recognize that potential is time sensitive, and that wake-up calls are super important. And as you do these things, you will recognize also that life is going to happen to us all. So don't make excuses, make change. Guys, it's always a pleasure to come to you. It's a pleasure to give you nuggets of wisdom on the Productivity 360 show. My desire is to help you to become the best version of you possible. I am super thankful and super grateful for all of you who join me every Friday right here on Bashani and Worldwide. Again, I want to thank you all for joining. I want to thank you for sharing on social media. I want to thank you for the reviews that you all have put out there. And listen, I want to answer your questions. So if you have specific questions, comments, or thoughts, I just tell you to simply email us at contactliveproduce@gmail.com. And we are going to answer your questions in upcoming podcasts. But today's topic of seeing from a productive lens will literally change your life if you allow it to. These are simplistic things that end up making a huge impact in life. So how will you take the opportunities ahead? How will you see them? Will they become obstacles, hurdles, boundaries, or will you actually look at them as challenges to maximizing your potential? How will you tell your story? Will you let your story be told by someone else, or will you craft your story and make it the most productive one possible? Every opportunity you get to be productive, I challenge you to take it. So until next time, folks, I'm Dr. Vernet A. Joseph. We're talking here on Productivity 360. We want you to be the best version of you possible while living your most productive life. Catch you next week right here on Bashani and Worldwide.
It's never been easier to start your very own radio show on Bashani Radio. Your Bashani Radio show will give you up to an hour show per week with access to over 500,000 monthly listeners. Plus, streamed to millions more on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and TuneIn Radio. Run your own advertisements and keep 100% of the revenue. Sign up now on BashaniRadio.com and let us set everything up for you with no setup fees. BashaniRadio.com.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and Manhattan. You are listening to BashaniRadio.com. New York City, always talking about everything.